that is good here for young people. But of course, it is applicable to all of us as well. The scripture that we preach from Paul's letter, Timothy's first letter, Timothy, chapter 4, and verse 12, and I'll get caught up. If you have one of the outlines that's in the bulletin, the scripture is printed at the top of the outline. And I mean, wow. I want you to read this scripture with me. You know, it's in this one. It's one verse, but a very powerful verse. Let's begin here. Not that anyone thinks less of you because you are young. Be an example for all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, and your purity. I know the Lord has mercy for the reading of His word. I don't know young people. Any chance to hang out with any age group of people, I would choose to hang out with your people. First of all, because I enjoy them so much. They're full of optimism, they're full of energy, they're full of enthusiasm, they're full of life. And a lot of people come to me. And now you're always hanging out with your own people. I'm always Chick-fil-A with the young people. I'm always hanging out here too. I don't like them at all, I don't see a fit around too. That's a bit older, but it keeps me in. And I also enjoy relating to your people. I'm done after service, we had our next membership class, and it took several hours, and it was a long, long meeting. So the first time I came home, I think it was about 4:30, and after this,
that all of us have to do, but all of us can set me to
start with a question when we unpack this message. We want the question, why? Why would you be a person, why would anyone, and especially a young person, want to do this? Why would they want to set an example before others of being Christ followers? Well, it only can happen if you're sold out to the Lord. Because it's the Lord that motivates you. Some of us are more self-motivated than others, and that's okay, that's a good thing, but that in itself is not necessarily a recipe for happiness. It's not necessarily a recipe for being a Christ-like follower. It can actually be a means of Christ. But when you are sold out to Christ, He motivates us to be an example to other people, not for us, but for this world. See, He wants to be represented by you and me as a God who is a good God, as He sang. He wants to be represented as a holy God, a God who is holy, one who is represented to the people properly. And so He motivates you and me to be a good God. So He just put our hearts in those things. If he didn't put our heart, let him say your heart, which when I say your heart, it means the totality of your life. Let him say your heart. Jesus said, for all of them will be overflow of the heart. Now, when you talk about things, when you are focused on things, when you are thinking about things, what is going to be inside when it comes out? It's like a super fucus. Each week, people are saying,
first, then I guarantee you, he will lead you
He will guide you. He will direct you in the way you should go. He will. That is a promise that you can have him. That is a promise that you can speak your life on. I'm giving you a story this morning as a testimony of this. 7 years, the Lord has led to me in ministry. So I didn't start with Pastor Tom being a pastor. There was a time that I had no one place to be a pastor. It was not on my radar at all. I have to hear the story. And God told me to go into the ministry, and my first response to God was, God, I think I'm the wrong person. I think you missed it on this one. But the Lord made clear over time, and the Lord was confirming that God had called me. And that scared me to death. But He also was so grateful. I learned to trust Him. I remember a time when I was doing that stuff. I had lots of people around me in the church that I was saying at the time I was in our ministry. They all gave examples around us. And as I watched these people, obviously they're not perfect, right? They're not perfect. They didn't fall like all of us. But I watched their lives, and they were truly interested and committed to serving the Lord and taking it in their lives. And they were also interested in their people. We have the church we attended. They came up with an idea of trying to reach out to your people a little bit more. Now, I lived in the late 60s and early 70s. That's a long time ago, isn't it? That's like a century ago. Anyway, maybe back then, the father was called Coffee House. And Coffee House was something that couldn't bring you into the church basement. And up there on the third day beside it, they were going to set up on the Saturday evening in the coffee house. And they had a pool table set up, they had a ping-pong table set up, and they had some coffee, which I think the girls were able to understand by that. And up there were people that brought some food, some vegetables, some soda, and they just let us come and hang out and play games and enjoy the company together. They didn't just sit back and step back and watch. They engaged. They engaged. It was fun. It was challenging for the rest of the pool game or a ping pong game. I think they probably let us win. And I remember one time I got into an argument and a scuffle with another young guy. We actually, started pushing each other and so on. That's a self-confession. And let me go, his name was Al, I remember him to this day. And Al was from Western Randy, he was in the 60s, and she was kind of, he still had really long hair, and she walked up to him, and he's like, whoa, man. Yeah. He's like, ooh. And he brought him to the room, and he's like, we're not supposed to settle problems in a seat like this. To come and spend it and have to share the light over people. And own home.
Let us be mindful of our words. Let us be mindful of the example
that we are sending with our words. I remember one time I worked in the office many years ago after college, and I came up. I heard people that were sitting down to get coffee, and as I came there, I heard them overheard them talking about somebody. And
examples around you. Follow them. We need the spirit.
of faith. And so we also want to end on that. We also want to follow Christ so that we can continue to follow our example as we are following Christ. And everyone else will turn in your life. And you will set an example in the way that you live. The world around us is watching. So what is the truth if you really believe in Jesus, or if it's just a bunch of religious talk? And there is nothing here. Don't forget that if you're not in this world, you're going to be a little older, and your life is going to be a challenge. You and I have to look at your own. You cannot be called Christians. You have to make a thing for Christ. I remember when I started working at a hospital, and I was in college early surgery. I was in my last year of high school. And I had a living friend to follow Christ. Everybody around me, they were just denied to follow the Lord. They were crazy, they were hard, they were just throwing nuts. And of course, you know, they were migrating, and one day I was coming out of this point to that place. I said, no, I'm not interested in that. And they began to ask, well, why? I said, well, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I represent all of you.
A lot of people, we don't find out about that stuff. In fact, love
other things that have been left out. This country anymore, it used to be that you were innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty the moment the news brings your armageddon forward. I want you to stop and think about this for a moment. I want to think, could you, could it be, some person could bring an accusation against you? Some person could bring an accusation against me. And in today's climate, today's culture, you look at the victim. And you have to start and make the sense of that. And you're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? That is fake news, and it didn't happen. That's not true. But everyone looks at you as guilty. You say, well, I'm going to join in. That's why it's so important that we honor one another, and we honor the word. When you have an issue, when you have a problem, you go to that person on the phone, and you work it out together, rather than working with other people. We have And so love can be uncommitted to a person of good, no matter what, even if it hurts, even if it could cost me. I remember the series Happy Days. Anybody remember that series? So I remember the one episode where they were going up to a party, I think it was maybe a Christmas party, something like that. And someone broke the window and his father was shot. And he got killed. He found out about it. He gets there, went out, said, too bad. I love my mother, but he had up this party he went to. But he had to show the mother and say to his father. And so he told the rest of the gang, guys, you go on ahead. I'm going to come in here and stand the guard with this broken window. And so my father comes and his little friends come and they can hear this word of him. He loved the cold that much. He still cost him. He messed up on the party. And they probably didn't understand. They probably called him an idiot. But he told the father about his father thought so that I wasn't afraid to talk. And what we need to be like, first of all, we need to be more concerned about what our family thought of things. And then we need to be concerned for those around us. And so when it comes to a joyful, showing love in a practical way, or whether it's just words of love. We need to love our neighbor as ourselves. We need to say that. He said, this is the second commandment, life unto the first commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. So be an example in the way that you love. Be an example to those around you. The world around us doesn't have much love. And they are looking for people that are loving. They're looking for people that are loving. Number four, be an example in your faith. Be an example in your faith. Professor Wayne Gray, we have a common in the very best scripture for
the Lord's presence rang out from you, not only in every other area, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore,
we have to use any of our. Wow. These are Christians in a pretty pagan culture. And because when they come to Christ, because they get a strong connection to the faith of Christ, they were known all around the area. And these are Christians that are following God. Instead of saying, controlling the churches, they have turned away from following idols. See, they weren't doing what people work around them were doing. Touch around them was following after idols. But they had decided, I am going to follow the true living God who has sent his son Jesus Christ. Why is that important? God is looking for people who will be an example of their faith, who will be strong in their faith. You see, the world around us, and even our families and friends around us, they're not impacted, they're not influenced by a person who's rushing along. People are impressed, impacted, and influenced by people with strong convictions. You and I have to be people of strong conviction and are faith. You and I have to make decisions. Who are you going to follow? your body gets stressed, and you're going to be shaken from it, and look, this is my dream, this is my mission. I don't really care if the world around us is watching. I'm going to follow him. This is my condition. Or you can be with you walking. If someone asks you if you're a Christian, you want to say, well, you know, I'm going to church.
Because this is a lot
hug you, man. I hug you. You say, the world around me, man. I'm not saying, Thank you.